Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Here it is, the day we've all been waiting for, the final day of the 65th session of the Montana Legislature, and the past 24 hours have been a whirlwind. Yesterday, we reported on a series of meetings between the governor and the members of the House and Senate leadership to craft a deal that would allow some infrastructure to be paid for through bonding. That deal fell apart, and at this point, the major bonding bill is 4 votes shy of passage. To be fair, the legislature has passed other infrastructure bills this session that are paid for by tax increases rather than borrowing. And that's the point. For conservatives, the latest bill is a bridge too far. Now we're adding debt to tax increases in an effort to fund things like improvements to the State Historical Society. And one can only imagine the horse trading and arm twisting going on behind the scenes to get those final 4 votes. As mentioned yesterday, one of the bills being offered in trade was a bill to create public charter schools, something we've advocated in the past as a partial solution to Montana's high dropout rate. But as is sometimes the case in the final hours of a session, the wheels came off the cart, and we wound up asking the House to kill that bill. It all began when a Republican senator from the Flathead amended the bill with language that might as well have been written by the teachers' union. It basically put charter schools under the control of the Montana Board of Public Education, which has been a disaster in every state where it's been tried. The strength and success of charter schools lies in their autonomy from the public school monopoly, which allows them to be more innovative and holds them to a higher level of accountability. When the amendment was added to this bill, it did just the opposite and was ultimately a recipe for failure. In our opinion, no charter school bill is better than a bad charter school bill, so we encourage the bill sponsor and the members of the House to pull the plug. Since the rules had to be suspended because of the late hour, it required 67 votes to bring the bill to the House floor. In the end, the vote failed 58-42, 9 votes short, and we breathed a sigh of relief. An hour later, the motion was made again, and this time it failed by 12 votes. That was the handwriting on the wall. The bill was dead. Someday, Montana will have charter schools, just as 42 other states do, but it's important that they be robust and innovative, not simply as this bill would have created, charter schools in name only. In another infrastructure-related twist, Senator Al Olszewski today will move to amend House Bill 660 to force the governor to allow his fetal viability bill to become law. Basically, House Bill 660 is a bill to increase the state's lodging tax to pay for an expansion of the State Historical Society, a project near and dear to Democrats. Olszewski's Senate Bill 282 is a pro-life bill that the governor has promised to veto. Today, Olszewski will attempt to amend a contingent voidance clause into House Bill 660 that says that if the fetal viability bill is vetoed, then the Historical Society bill automatically dies as well. It's political high drama in the final hours of the session, and it would put the governor in a box. We'll let you know tomorrow if Senator Olszewski was successful. Until then, for the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslafi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.